Hello, hello. Hello. Okay. It's a ramble time, and I thought this week I'd reply to a listener DM. Anonymously, of course. Because it's a pretty general question, and I'm also unable to keep up with all my DMs, so I thought this might be a nice way to share an answer while having a little conversation about it. And the question was, how do I meet someone for a relationship? How do I find a boyfriend or a girlfriend? How do I find friends? And it depends. It's quite a complicated question, answer. You could go pretty deep into this, and well, this is partially why I wanted to do a ramble instead of starting a pen pal chain. I'm unable to do that, by the way. First, why do you want to get into a relationship? Are you ready for a relationship? And I was talking to a different friend who said, you know, he's getting to the age where he felt like he should have experience of being a partner. And he's worried that he's aging out for it. And my answer to that was honestly, having a boyfriend or a girlfriend is pretty much the same as having a friend. The only difference is that you hold hands, you do intimate stuff together, but your boyfriend, girlfriend, is a friend. So if you could ace being a good friend, you could be a good boyfriend or girlfriend, partner, but gotta be a good friend first. So I found two quizzes that I've kind of already skimmed through, and I think it'd take too long to go through it again. It might be more fun if you do it yourself, but one of them is a what kind of friend are you? I got the answer where I'm in it for the long haul, which is pretty much Yandere Skitty. I just kidnap people and they're my friends forever. but I'm the type of friend where I could be friends with you, I could talk with you here and there, and that kind of satisfies my friendship meter. And I really cherish my childhood friends who I honestly meet up once in a blue moon for big events and special holidays. And I consider them some of my BFFs, but I also have a lot of online relationships now to keep my social bar up. And yeah, online is actually another good place to meet friends now. That is, if you're okay with not seeing people in the physical space. Where was I going with this? My gosh. So the first quiz is about what kind of friend you are. And the second quiz, it's just yes, no, who questions, but I would say that one's more for introspection. And do take these quizzes with a grain of salt. They are kind of like sponsored by things like BetterHelp, and they want you to get into therapy, which maybe you need, maybe you don't, but these quizzes, they just want to rope you in for other stuff. But it's good food for thought. It talks about maybe some of the barriers you have to building friendships and relationships. Could be anxiety. Maybe you're super shy. Maybe you have problem reading other people's social cues. And there's definitely strategies you could use to navigate relationships and conversations, if you struggle with that. Obviously, different strategies for different people, but you gotta figure out what solution might work best for you. And that's a lot of trial and error. Maybe you need practice, maybe you need exposure, or a little bit of role playing in your head. So if you recognize what you want to change, maybe you can find fixes. But some things aren't so easily fixable, like depression or living in the middle of nowhere where it's really hard to meet people. But maybe do the quiz. I think it has some answers at the very end that might kind of point you in the right direction. Let me know what you, once you get on it, and if the tips are actually helpful, or if they just try to get you into some paid thingamabob. I'm not sponsored by any of this stuff, by the way. No kickbacks for Skitty. But yeah, if you want to get into a relationship, I would say if you're in school, that's probably your best time to meet people. Take advantage of that. Although it is June right now. A lot of you guys are out of school. Unless you're taking summer school. There is a thing called proximity effect in psychology that you tend to build relationships or bond with people who are close by you, nearby you. So if you see the same face day in and day out, in lecture, in the hallways, in your dorm room, at work, it's very likely you'll bond with them. Maybe even develop a friendship or relationship. So take advantage of being around people. Or you could be like me and just use a dating app. I personally find those a little bit easier for dating. Takes up the guesswork. And at least if the other person swiped on you, you know that they find you attractive or interesting. Or maybe they're just DTF. But yeah, that to me is easier than going up to a bar, seeing a cute guy, and wondering if they're interested in me. Okay. Anyways, that's my thought. And why don't you guys tell me, how have you met your friends or partner? Skitty wants to know where she could patnap people. Alrighty, until next time. I hope you guys are having a good day. Good night. Talk to you soon.